Welcome to the Walking Through Time podcasts. There are plenty more to make your visit to New Norfolk more enjoyable.
New Norfolk Regatta was a big thing. It was very popular. Now, in them days, you had the train running, which went along the Boyer side. The draw card, New Norfolk then, was the Colony Inn. And so a lot of the people during the year that used to go to the Colony Inn or go up on the train to Russell Falls, they would head off from Hobart and all the suburbs of Hobart, oh, let's go to Norfolk Regatta, watch the speedboat race. And the other great thing was the wood shoving. They were the big draw cards. And nowadays, all these regattas, well, it's all changed. A lot of it's because of financial problems, getting the money to put the events on. Yeah, it's unfortunate a lot of these things have gone. I know there's a movement to try and get these things going again, these regattas, but they'll never be as big as what they were. And New Norfolk Regatta, for the size of New Norfolk then, I tell you what, the regatta was a huge thing. It was much the same as a town getting the Olympics. It was massive, very popular area in New Norfolk.
Do you remember the Miss Regatta Girl competition?
I remember the Miss Regatta Girl competition, not at New Norfolk, but many others. My two sisters used to go in there, although they never won it, they'd run a good second. Every Sunday we used to race at Lindisfarne, then when the Norfolk Regatta was on, off we'd go up to New Norfolk. You had different classes of boats. There was your true speed boats, and in them days, outboards weren't the great thing. V8s. The fastest V8 was a boat called Brandy. They were really the first fiberglass prototypes of this type of vessel, Brandy, with a big V8 in it. The noise, incredible. And then you had your cruisers, which were motor launches with cabins on them, and they had every type of motor from a Rugby to a Perkins diesel, whatever. But the big straight sixes, they were the thing with a lot of the cruisers. You had cabin cruisers, which were a smaller type of boat with a half cabin on them. I can remember going back to this Brandy, it hit something. Because you get a lot of things floating down that Derwent River then, because the water did flow down the Derwent River then, because you didn't have the hydro schemes you got now to stop the flow of water into the river. You'd have everything from whole trees and logs and limbs, and of course there'd be the bottles being thrown into the water. Cans weren't the thing then, but bottles were, and they weren't stubbies either. They were what they call long neck, 26 ounces, as big as a wine bottle. For some reason, this Brandy, when she was in full power, she was like a frog. She used to leapfrog along the water at like over 80 mile an hour. She was a prototype fiberglass boat. There was Brandy 1, Brandy 2, I forget the owner's name at the time. And of course, she's hit something. The skipper of the boat, or the pilot, the suicide pilot, the boat split right where his foot was on the accelerator, because it had an accelerator like a car. It split right where his foot was, and as soon as he took the power off the boat, it started to take water. So he had to put the power back on to keep the split in the forward half of the boat out of the water. Otherwise it would have just sank. And he's screaming. And everyone's wondering what he's screaming for. And you could hear his scream over the noise of this noisy V8 in it, because his heel was jammed in between the two sections of the boat where it was closed up, and his heel was jammed in it. It was unreal. There was that many boats, I don't know how they didn't end up on the bank, you know, doing turns. But, oh yeah, look, it had a big following. I reckon more than an AFL grand final. People would be cheering and, oh, to be on the... I bet there was an SB bookie on the sideline taking bets. Because in those days, the wild place. Now, following those days, I was a mad bikie, and all us on the bikes, we used to go up to the Star and Garter. After the football, oh, the Star and Garter, she'd be full on. If you got barred from the Star and Garter, then you go to Gretna, up to the pub up there. Well, that's pretty wild too, but look, I'll tell you what, it was a good place in Norfolk. Very popular with the people, as I say. They'd head off, of course, you had the steamers going up there then, and what a beautiful sight. You know, the river on a calm Sunday and the steamers going up to New Norfolk. It was really picturesque and very popular with people going on the steamer trip up to New Norfolk. And as I say, you had the train. I got involved with speedboat racing in 1957 or 1958. Then there was the Motor Yacht Club of Tasmania. They were in a building in Victoria Street in Hobart. It was like a secret man society, really. But once you become a member, well, you're like a family. And so, some of the characters, like Red Choppy, he had a little boat that was about 8 foot long and 3 foot wide, a little plywood thing, and it was covered with fabric with flowers on it. And I suppose he put some varnish over the top to make that waterproof. There's Big Red Choppy with his shorts on, bare chest, barefooted. I reckon he weighed 16 or 17 stone. Well, he used to turn up at most events with a truck and a tractor. And he used the tractor to put the trailers in the water and pull them out with his tractor, because if he'd done it with a car, you'd probably slide into the water on the seaweed and everything that used to grow on some of the ramps. So he'd put all these trailers in with his tractor and pull them out. So there's Reg with his little boat, Chopsticks. About an inch freeboard sitting there at the edge of the water, and it had a Skoda motor in it. And of course, as soon as he took off and the boat got up plane, and then you could see what the boat looked like, because while he was sitting there, about an inch freeboard, you couldn't see what it looked like. Just looked like a sheet of plywood sitting in the water with Reg sitting on top of it. And then there was a lot of well-known boats. The boat I was involved with was called Big Bob. It was a hydroplane or stepped hull, and it had a Zephyr 6 motor in it, triple carbies. That was owned by Bobby Lowe, who was a well-known Sandy Bay footballer, and they referred to him as Big Bob, so that was the name of the boat we raced. It was a very popular place in New Norfolk, but nowadays, well, it's all changed. Like so many other places in Tasmania. Yep.
The Walking Through Time project has been made possible through the assistance of the Australian Government's Your Community Heritage Program and funding from the Derwent Valley Council. We would like to thank the many members of the public who have given freely of their thoughts and memories to make this project a success.